A U.S. soldier was killed and another wounded near Baghdad today. The convoy in which they were riding was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire. The attack happened in an area where Saddam Hussein once drew much of his support. To date, 153 U.S. troops have been killed in action in Iraq. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been the focal point of the Defense Department for nearly 2 years, but another battle is being waged through the halls of the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has been pushing for sweeping changes to make the Pentagon more efficient, including changes to the hiring and firing policies and how the Pentagon reports to Congress. NPR's Jackie Northam reports that there are shakeups in the military's legal offices.
The armed services have had their own military lawyer since 1775, when Colonel William Tudor was appointed counsel to General George Washington. Over time, the role of the Judge Advocate General has evolved. Now uniformed lawyers, or JAGs, are the stuff of movies and television dramas. But since the early 1950s, civilian lawyers have also walked the halls of the Pentagon. The civilian general counsels, which are political appointees, serve as chief legal advisor to the secretary of each branch of the military, while the JAGs traditionally have oversight for military justice. The two departments have worked in tandem as separate but equal entities. But in mid-May, that careful balance began to shift. The Air Force issued an order requiring the JAGs to report to the General Counsel.
I feel that is a highly dangerous move.
General Nolan Skloot, a retired Air Force JAG, says the order makes the JAG subservient to the General Counsel. And Skloot says it opens up the military justice system to partisan politics.
There's an absolute need to ensure that commanders, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, members of the Air Staff, have an independent legal arm that can give them the straightforward, no-frills, apolitical answer to a question. And by having the Air Force Judge Advocate General report to, indirectly, albeit, to the Air Force General Counsel, totally destroys that independence.
But Charles Shaner, a professor of law at Emory University, disagrees. He says the military justice system is flawed because a commander often decides who will be judge and jury and has some review authority. Shaner says more civilian oversight on a case could provide balance.
Now, in a given case, the political element might run contrary to the military command element and ensure a fuller or fairer trial or prosecution of matters that might otherwise be swept under the rug.
Shaner says the change in the Air Force legal offices could be part of Secretary Rumsfeld's ongoing effort to streamline and establish more civilian control over the military. The Army looks next in line for changes. In May, Stephen Morello, the Army General Counsel, announced plans to reduce its numbers of JAGs by two-thirds and replace them with civilian lawyers. The Army declined to comment, saying the matter is still in discussion. General John Fu, a former Army JAG, says using civilian lawyers would be a mistake, because Fu says many charges have a wholly military concept.
We have offenses that are, there's no civilian counterpart. Desertion in time of war is punishable by death. So if you're a civilian, you leave your job and never come back, you're fired. But you don't risk being prosecuted.
Fu says uniformed lawyers are on the battlefield as well, providing advice to commanders, such as what are legitimate targets in a combat situation. And the civilian lawyers wouldn't understand the full dynamic of combining the law and battle. Still, any moves to dramatically alter the number of uniformed lawyers, on the battlefield or in the office, are not a done deal. The Pentagon may want to restructure the system, but the JAG Corps still has wide support with members of Congress. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.